What I'm going to be playing for you next are some clips of my inaugural program on KRLA back on October 27th, 2002. That exact same day was a day that Mr. Leon Panetta, the former White House Chief of Staff, was given an honorary luncheon to Judge Richard Silver and presenting him with a Civil Liberties Union Award. Well, this Judge Richard Silver was the guy, the joker, that I caught hiding the crimes of two attorneys from two major law firms here in Monterey. And he really was basically the birth of attorneybusters.com. And I told Mr. Panetta prior to that luncheon via a letter, and I presented him a document, which was a appellate's brief, that showed very clearly what Judge Silver did. He saw that the attorneys had suborned perjury, and they hid documents trying to protect Elaine Pinnell Realty. Look at those guys. They got bazillions of dollars. And when he saw it, instead of holding them accountable and responsible, he threatened to send me to the district attorney's office for prosecution of perjury. He also at first attempted to try to coerce me into dismissing my civil lawsuit against Elaine Pinnell with the threat of sending me to the DA's office. That is a felony. Now, I'm going to play you some clips of that first show. And during that first show, we had an investigator down there at the hotel waiting to serve this Judge Richard Silver with a subpoena for his deposition. We had people standing in front of the hotel with big placards talking about the issues that we were concerned about. Do you think Mr. Leon Panetta and the Panetta Institute thought about giving us a call back then? No, they did not. And that's one of the questions I'm going to be asking Mr. Panetta this coming week. Let's get back to these clips right now. This is an attorney that I had that was working for me, that after I paid him thousands of dollars, here's what he said about what this judge was trying to do. This judge, when I tried to point out the information of what some attorneys did on the other side, he tried to threaten me with criminal prosecution. Brian, we ready?
How you doing, Jim?
Fine, how are you?
Well, I don't know. A little bit stressed, I would say. What do you think? Did you talk to that fellow?
I haven't yet. I needed to talk to you first because I need to find out if there's any reason for us to have a settlement conference / don't refer it to the DA conference with Judge Silver this afternoon.
Right. Well, here is the problem. I'm trying to explain this to people. They don't understand how this settlement conference is connected at the same time to the referral to the district attorney. Either the judge is going to refer it to the district attorney because I've done a criminal act, or he is not. As I understand it, as an officer of the court, if he feels there's been a criminal activity, he is required by law to actually go ahead and report that.
Well,
Do you understand the problem? But I mean, the question, we're actually being put in a position where we're having a threat of a criminal investigation used to try to get me to negotiate into a settlement with Dennis McCarthy in a civil lawsuit.
Well, I understand the interrelationship, and I understand that that's a felony to do that.
What's a felony? I mean, what?
To compromise a civil claim under threat of a lawsuit.
Now, you hear that? This attorney, my attorney, is telling me, well, I know that. I know that's a felony, what this judge is doing. But did this attorney go ahead and address this judge and tell him, hey, wait a second, you cannot do that? Brian, can we take that a little bit farther, please?
It is a felony.
And doesn't it seem that that's what they're doing here, Jim?
Stutter.
Jerry Mayer had thought from the description, and this is what this Tom Nolan had thought, who's supposed to be a very good criminal attorney over there in San Jose.
Both attorneys.
He says, somebody's got to tell the judge he can't do this.
Well,
yeah, I did.
And I said, well, yeah, that's good, but my own attorney, and you know, my own attorney, Jim, I said, I don't think Jim wants to be in that position to raise any more ire here upon himself than what's now taking place.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, and you told that to whom?
To Tom Nolan.
And who
I
did
mean,
you tell that to?
Is, you know, Tom Nolan, the criminal attorney, and to Jerry Mayer, who has, I think, pretty well been, you know, informed of the
situation. Okay, Brian, hold on a second. Okay, now look at, you know, here's this attorney that I'm telling this to, and he's saying, now, who did you tell that to? No, there's this little rat over there that I'd paid $15,000 to, my own attorney. He admits what this judge is trying to do to me is trying to go ahead and threaten me with criminal prosecution because I've got the goods on some of his buddy attorneys that went before him. These attorneys that went before him, he used to be in practice with one of the partners of one of these attorneys out there. And when this judge found out that I had these guys right by their throat, where we found out they were suborning perjury and hiding documents, you know what they did? He wanted to get that lawsuit terminated. A judge that I got to retire, right now, today, they're trying to give him a honorary luncheon to give by Leon Panetta down there to give him an award for civil liberties, right? It's disgusting. I'm trying to have that guy served with a subpoena today. I'm going to be getting my investigator on the line right now to see if we actually got that pumpkin served at his honorary luncheon. I got something for him.